You're listening to Here to Help on the Mormon Channel, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Bradshaw and the Jackman families of Salt Lake City, Utah, lost the tender lives of three women in a boating accident over a year ago. These two families have since grown close to each other and aim to bring the community together to honor the lives lost in the tragedy. The Bradshaw family lost their daughter and sister, Valerie, and to honor her life, they have organized a 5K run in their community and donate the money to the neonatal resuscitation program. Producer Lissa Urban Beam participated in the 5K and chatted with Valerie's sisters and friends.
This 5K race is a way to donate to charity and a way to honor a friend's life. Valerie Bradshaw looked for ways to serve others before losing her own life over a year ago. When I arrived at the race, I immediately chatted with Valerie's family.
We started this run as a charity for our sister who we lost in the boating accident last year. And all the proceeds go to a charity. We don't benefit from it at all. And then also we want it to be a family fun event where a lot of the races are geared just for racers. This is geared for families. We want people to come bring their kids and just have fun.
Yeah, I really think that it's been a fun race, especially for our family, because we can all get together and be unified and really just help and support one another. I came from Bedford, New Hampshire, so I came just for the race to just honor my twin sister who I loved dearly, and she did a lot while she was alive, and I think that's why we do this race, is because we want her to live on throughout us and those around us.
March! Get set! Go!
Bother with you. While I was running, I noticed a runner wearing a shirt that caught my eye.
I am here with John Cahill, who is 90 years old.
Just a boy.
On the back of your shirt, it says 90 and still...
moving.
Still moving. Yeah. I'm curious because most 5Ks donate their money to either research or to some sort of fund. Are you motivated to donate as well?
I run for the exercise and to try to keep in shape, and when it's something like this, it's a pleasure to pay. You know, there are many 5Ks that are run by commercial organizations where they keep the money. Anyway, I like this much better.
I met up with some of Valerie's friends and I talked about her life filled with service.
So what's the tie between Val and neonatal?
Valerie loved children so much, and she was always with her nieces and nephews and had such a special relationship with them. And I agree. I feel like Valerie really loved children, and I think that giving to children is a way that we can honor her wishes while she's not here.
Do you also feel that you are making a difference in other people's lives?
I hope so. I definitely hope so. I just love serving others, because when we serve others, then we forget about our own problems.
So I was so excited when I signed up for the race, because I knew I was going to do it no matter what, because Val's my friend, and I was, of course, I'd be here for her. But I also, when I realized that they were donating the money to the neonatal resuscitation program, I thought that was a great cause, and it's something that the church is involved in as well. They have humanitarian efforts that do that, and it's just a really neat program, and I thought that was very cool that they picked that for the donation.
Tell me about running the 5K. How is that even volunteering?
I think running a 5K is a way that you can give back monetarily, and you can give your support to an organization, but it's a way for them to let you feel like you're an active participant, and you get to do something that's fun as well, and you get to be with people, and it's a fun activity, and it's so positive, and the music and the games and the gifts, like, it's great, and it's a way for it to be a two-way relationship for a donation kind of a thing. To me, volunteering is giving of yourself, whether it's time or a service or a talent, to better something else or someone else.
Organizing a race for a community is not an easy thing to do, and I wanted to chat with Valerie's sister about what it's like organizing a 5K race for charity.
I have a committee of probably 12 to 15 people. It takes a substantial amount of people to get your sponsors, to get our raffle prizes, to get the stuff set up here. It's not easy. It takes a lot of hours.
So because it's so much work,
I kind of want to ask, is it worth it?
It is. She did so much service. You know, I didn't realize until after she passed away how much she served. And so that's really, I think, my biggest motivation is to be like her, kind of emulate her and serve the way she would. And I know she's smiling down and she is so proud of what we're doing. And so that's my biggest motivation. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but 100% worth it. 100%.
We have on the phone with us now Dean Walker, who is with LDS Humanitarian Services. April Morden, whom we just heard from and who organized the race, donates all the proceeds from their race to Humanitarian Services. Dean, thanks for being with us today. Can you give us a basic idea of all the different kinds of organizations that LDS Humanitarian Services and LDS Charities works with? Whom do you help?
Well, LDS Charities works with other organizations worldwide that are doing humanitarian work. So that could be both local organizations and international, large international non-government organizations. We try to assist in helping those that are in need of the services we render.
Now, a lot of the people who are involved in this particular project, The Race, they were motivated by the neonatal program. What can you tell us about that specific program and your involvement with it?
I manage the Neonatal Resuscitation Training Initiative for the church, and our objective is to go out and to work with government organizations and non-government organizations, primarily ministries of health, pediatric societies, and large maternal hospitals, and helping them to reduce their infant mortality rate. When infants are born, approximately 10% of them do not breathe at birth. And because of that, there are interventions, medical interventions, that are able to teach them and help them not only with the instruction but with equipment and training, and enable birth attendants to be more qualified so that those babies do not die.
Okay, so this is right after delivery. Right after delivery, a child's in respiratory distress or infant's not breathing, this is when they intervene?
Yes. When a baby's born, of course, the baby's not breathing. So mm-hmm. they have to be stimulated, and approximately 10% of them will not breathe even with some stimulation. And so we use what we call a bag and mask or a resuscitator. We teach medical professionals how to use that properly, how to suction the baby so that the baby will start breathing.
How does it make you feel that just average folk, you know, organizing a race, how does it make you feel that they're doing all of this to raise funds for something that means so much?
Well, you know, people like this make the Humanitarian Fund so that we're able to do this kind of work. Not only neonatal, but all of our major initiatives. And so it's such a wonderful blessing to us that we have the funds to be able to go to a place and ask them if they have this need, look at their need, and be able to actually administer the program to them. And then it becomes theirs, and they're able to save the lives of children. So it means so much that we could not do this work without the help of such generous donations.
Well, Dean, since you are so dependent upon volunteers for so much of your work, what message of service do you have that you could share that might inspire others to get involved?
Well, because of the impact of the program, I would just ask that people would continue to make funds available to the Humanitarian Fund so that the church can reach out and to serve and save the lives of children like it's doing. And then beyond that, those that have medical backgrounds that are, this is part of what they do in their normal daily medical practice, we would welcome them contacting us and looking to see if they could participate with us so that we have the volunteers to be able to go out and actually accomplish this training.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Well, Dean, thanks so much for being with us today. And thank you, listeners, for joining us for this episode. I'm your host, Eric Huntsman, and you have been listening to Here to Help on the Mormon Channel, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And be sure to follow the Mormon Channel on Instagram for daily uplifting messages.